Hello, I am Yogini Sunita, and this is Meditation, Yoga and Stuff podcast. I believe my dharma or my life's purpose is to share my understanding of meditation, yoga and Ayurveda, holistic healing science of India. I make these amazing wisdoms accessible and adaptable for present times. So let's start. Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today I'm talking about dharma. What is dharma? Dharma is, sometimes we can call it our life's calling or purpose of the life. But it is beyond than that. It is, sometimes Sanskrit words do not have direct translations. And this is a word which is similar to that, which doesn't have a direct translation, but we are still going to try and understand it is something, the practices or things in your life which make you feel at home, make you feel that this is what you meant to do on this earth. And according to yoga philosophy, it is believed that human's life is a life of purpose. Main difference between ourselves and other animals is that this dharma or purpose of the life. We all have this purpose and we are kind of like searching or maybe not even aware of what is purpose of our life. And the reason for that is the society we are living in have different ideas about what is the purpose. And sometimes we get caught into that idea of society. But maybe your life purpose is beyond what your confinement of the society is. And so today I'm going to try and talk about or explain about what is dharma. So we can call it soul's purpose or our purpose of our life, to make it better to understand in English. And this is something where we take a pause, we bring our awareness towards what is it I really want. And now we start looking at from the life, what do we want? And this is where we kind of like tune into what gives me true joy. What gives me the true happiness, true peace? What gives me that sense of purpose? And you will usually find that the dharma is more than ourself. It is more than our purpose of our life is more than, it is mainly towards serving others. It is mainly towards helping the community. So you'll find that, you know, sometimes this life purpose is very, can be even very simple, but it can have really, really amazing impact on life. I'll give you an example. There is a farmer in India who decided to plant trees, and he chose mountain, which is a barren mountain, and then he started planting trees. Last few years he's been planting trees and he has grown a jungle without even, you know, anyone's help or support. He just kept doing it. And the joy he receiving from that he has created this jungle now, which has now a whole ecosystem, which is also improving the, basically, animals' life of people around it. You know, it is good for environment. So many good things are coming out of this outcome of his life purpose, which he thought that he needed to plant these trees. Now, if you are expecting like a burning bush kind of experience, it may not be like that. You know, it takes time to find our purpose. So how do we find our purpose of our life? How do we find our dharma? For me, the experience was, So I've done my master's in computers and I have worked in computer world, a corporate world. And I loved the creative side of it, But I found it that those four walls around me were very confined. I didn't enjoy that kind of scenario. And when I'm on my yoga mat, when I'm doing meditation and sharing that understanding, I found that I felt at home. I felt at really this is something felt right. Something clicked in myself. So that feeling of something really at home or feeling right or something clicks inside you, that's maybe your path. Now, coming from the, you know, corporate world, and I had to make decision that following the path of yoga and letting go of the path of corporate world. Now, this may not be for you, and that's okay. You can continue both hand in hand. But I decided that I will do full-time teaching yoga, meditation, Ayurveda, and I thrive in that. Even though maybe there may be not as much as monetary gain as the corporate, you know, job and salary, 9-to-5 structure, I'm still finding myself at peace and at the place of joy and compassion there. And I really, really enjoy when I'm teaching the sharing wisdom of yoga, Ayurveda, and meditation. And that was the reason I started this podcast as well, because, you know, we all know that there is no monetary gain in podcasts, but I am consistently sharing this wisdom because I truly believe that my dharma is to share wisdom of yoga, Ayurveda, meditation, and also bring this wisdom into our day-to-day life. And so that's why I decided to talk about dharma. And dharma is, this is where it is that feeling inside you where everything clicks. It becomes your way of life. It becomes purpose of your life. And this may not be very easy road. Sometimes when we take this step on this path, what society thinks right and what is your dharma may not gel. It may gel. It may not gel with each other. That's fine. When it doesn't gel, you need that inner strength, which actually I truly believe that comes from the place of the truth within you, your true nature, your truth. When we start living our truth, when we start tuning into that, when we speak from our heart, when we speak from that understanding, that impact of that wisdom is entirely different. I know that through yoga, meditation, and Ayurveda, I have helped many people to live this life with ease and comfort. And I find that that is my biggest joy. That is my true place of happiness when I see this change or support I can give people through this wisdom of yoga and Ayurveda. And these simple tweaks which I offer may be understanding of Ayurveda's dinacharya or daily routine or simple yoga asana practices or breathing practices or meditation practices. All this, even though seemingly simple, when it is designed for this particular individual, it is going to make really, really deep impact on them. And so that's why these practices can be really profound and really, really amazing for the person's well-being. And I truly believe that my dharma is to help others through wisdom of yoga, Ayurveda, and meditation. Now, this also is almost like, how do I know that I'm on right path? And there were a lot of, I did question myself a lot. There were a lot of second guessing. There was a lot of, am I doing this right or wrong? But somewhere we have to trust ourselves. Somewhere when we start listening to that voice within, we can tune into that truth. And how do we know that is meditation is really, really plays a big part in this, to listen what's happening within us. Now, what happens that throughout the day, we are constantly looking outwards. All our five senses are engaging into taking information from outward. We hardly turn inward and look within us, what is it we really want. So most of the time, our idea of what we want comes from outside. Now, what meditation does is it helps us to tune within, what is it really we want? What is the purpose of our life? What is it that makes you feel at home? And this is the beauty of meditation, that stillness, that few minutes of stillness can do these wonders. It is also tremendously beneficial on so many levels. It is really good to release stress. Few moments of meditation, when we bring our awareness inwards, it reduces stress, it gives us peace and calm, it stops the unnecessary chatter of things which we do not want. Like what happens that, say for example, watching the social media or news, we are constantly bombarded with a lot of advertisement of different things. And the way these advertisements are bombarded towards us is they basically study a lot of our psychology, a lot of our, how our mental thought process work, and then they give that, in a blink you will see so much information and things like that. So we start, even without letting ourselves know or without understanding, we start absorbing these informations into our system. And we start thinking that these are our thoughts. This is maybe a shiniest car or, you know, the lifestyle they project on the social media or in these advertisements. Maybe we start thinking that, oh, that's what I want in my life. But truly, maybe what you want is different. So it helps you to understand yourself more. In Sanskrit, we call Maya. Maya means illusion. So this illusion is created by these mediums where we see these advertisements where we are constantly bombarded on things we don't need. These advertisements make it our necessary. So our necessity. So we need to tune into what is it really is necessary for me. Now, according to yoga and Ayurveda, we are a unique fingerprint of divine. When we understand that, we understand also that our needs are really, really our own. It is not projection from outside world. It is not even projection of your family's idea of life. Unknowingly, we take on board our family's ideas of prosperity and way of living, but that may not be right for you. So this is where we need a lot of strength and a lot of compassion towards ourselves to stand in our own truth. When we stand in our own truth, when we are deep-rooted into that understanding of ourself and what is the life purpose, then we can stand up with a lot of strength and a lot of capacity of moving forward on your path. Now, your family sometimes, your loved ones may not agree with your path. And that happens many times because you're not living the way they want you to live. And that's okay, because you are gently yet firmly stay connected with your truth. Stay in that truth and you will thrive in that truth. There is a lot of letting go happens on this path. So what does that mean is we start learning whatever is not serving us, we start letting go of that baggage. For example, there is a beautiful story in yoga philosophy that a queen complains to her mentor that, you know, she has to, you know, there is so much workload, she can't really, you know, she's overwhelmed by this workload. and things like that. Like day to day, there is feeling of overwhelm. Please help. The mentor or guru takes her on the walk, and suddenly the mentor or guru hugs a tree and then start yelling, "Oh, leave me, tree, leave me, tree, leave me." And the queen says, "What are you talking about? You are hugging the tree and you're saying that, leave me, tree, leave me, leave me. Don't hold on to me." And then exactly the teacher or guru or mentor let go of the tree, turns towards the queen and say, "Exactly. That's what is happening." And that makes queen think that, "Oh my God, I am not delegating. I am not letting go of things which are making me overwhelm." And so she starts delegating work and she starts noticing that she has reduced a lot of stress. Now, letting go in other way is also that when we are moving towards our dharma, another example is elevator. When we know our dharma and when we are following our dharma, it is like going up in our energy field. And when we are doing that on our elevator, sometimes if there is too much load, we have to let that go. Or some people will step out of the elevator and others will join. And this is life. This is going to happen. So this happens on our path as well. So you may have to create a space in your life to bring in more energy which gels with your dharma. So this is what happens as well. It is also practice. Regular practice is very important. Any success in we want in our life, the regular daily practice plays a massive impact. And this also applies to our dharma. So we constantly come back to that, taking that internal check, asking ourselves, how are you? What's happening? Is this what we want? Is there anything more we can do on this path? So this is the way of constantly tuning into your purpose, your dharma. And dharma is positive practices like correct asana or yoga practices, correct meditation practices, energy gaining practices will keep you on your path of your soul purpose or your dharma. Now, it is also path of acceptance. This path teaches us acceptance about our joy and our understanding of this world. And first comes acceptance and then comes the practices. So when we understand what is right, what is it I want to do, then that first acceptance that this is my dharma, when that comes in our life, naturally then you will put all your energy to move forward on the path of dharma. And as I said, dharma is always, always more than the selfish purpose. It is always, always to help others. We thrive when we are helping others. And it not necessarily give and take happens. Sometimes in dharma, it's a lot of giving, a lot of sharing. And we as a human being are designed in such a way that we thrive in community. We are people who thrive on connection and love. And this connection and love for each other, compassion towards each other, is going to fuel our dharma on a very, very positive way. So constantly tuning into the purpose, the life purpose, and also tuning into that, does it bring me joy? Is it still happening? Or what else I need to do? So constantly tuning into that joy and purpose of the life. Now, you may say that I don't know what is my dharma. And believe me, initially it is when we start tuning into that tuning inwards, it is initially confusing what we want. And this is where we have to learn to trust that inner voice. And initially we think that, oh my God, you know, what is this what is this dharma? I want it now. Or what is this life purpose? Is this my life purpose? A lot of questions come up. And this is again mind, our mind is very powerful. At the same time, it can be very chaotic. And we are retraining our mind to come to stillness. So when we are on this path of training the mind through meditation or the practices, the mind will ask or will throw a lot of questions. And this is where we had to trust the inner voice. It is also big fear come up when we are on this path, this feeling of fear, because we are almost, it's like we're shading the layer of what is not serving us. And this shading of the layer, we can call it like it, that happens to regular meditator, that happens to yoga practitioners, regular dedicated yoga practitioners. We feel like we're shading a layer, and it is very scary. It feels like wisdom of yoga, it is called death of your ego. And it does feel like that because we are taking these steps, new steps, where we are letting go of our old ego and stepping into this new ego. And when this transition is happening, there is a lot of uncertainty, a lot of fear, self-doubt comes up. And all this is true, all this, we acknowledge that, but we try not to get caught into that. And this is where we need support. Our support system is very important, family or friends or teacher, if you have one, or mentor. You find that support, tune into that and talk about this. Sometimes when we have outsider's perspective, then we realize how it is not that scary. We realize that how we are creating these stories because this big change is happening. Also, daily tune into your to-do list. Are they compatible or are they in tune with your dharma? Tune into that. What is the purpose of to-do list? Every day, if you start rethinking your to-do list in this way, that are they aligned with your dharma, then you will find that the more and more you will start working towards your dharma. For example, if you have, say, heartfelt business, and if you feel that your to-do list is too much of admin work, and you are, for example, sole trader, and you're doing everything on your own, and you have to do this, and this may feel overwhelming, when you are creating your to-do list, think to yourself that you get to do this. This is something you get to do this because it is supporting your dharma. When we have this kind of mentality and awareness and understanding, then those to-do list is not cumbersome. It basically, in fact, you will happily start doing these things. These admin work, which may not be your purpose, but it is then helping to build your purpose. And again, I would say check in with yourself daily through meditation or correct asana practices or breathing practices. These practices helps us to stay connected with our dharma. Sometimes what happens that people go to retreats and things like that where they tune into their dharma. But when they are away from these retreats, and now last 2 years we have not been in any retreats other than online stuff, so we find it very difficult to connect with the purpose. So this is where we create our daily routine as our retreat. We create our daily routine of meditation, yoga, or self-care practices, which is going to help you to stay emotionally, mentally, physically healthy and aware. This is how we move towards our dharma. Once we recognize our dharma, then continue staying tuning in every day is going to be very, very helpful when we recognize our dharma and work towards our life's purpose. I hope you like today's session. Feel free to connect with me through my website, sunitayoga.com. Ask questions about dharma. I'm happy to talk. I do mentoring sessions, so feel free to communicate with me through my website email. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate that you're taking this time out of your day. Don't forget to subscribe. Take care. Bye for now.